Awesome. All right. It is the big time with Whitney Allen, who is out, unfortunately, with a medical situation, but I'm a little excited about this. You got Jackie and Dana and Shania Twain.
Woo-hoo! Well, I'm excited.
I don't think you're going to understand the excitement here, because if you'll forgive me for my fangirlness, this is like a full circle moment in life.
It really is.
Because I have seen every show, every time you've been in Los Angeles, we have been at, I missed Stagecoach this year.
She did.
Which was terrible of me, but I have an excuse,
I
swear.
There.
And my best friend and I one time sat in the very back row because we just had to be in the building for Shania Twain. And to be sitting here now, like, it's going to take everything to me not cry.
Well,
so I'm
like,
sorry.
This is very up close and personal now.
I'm so excited for new music and everything. And this album is, it feels very Shania. It feels so personal.
Good.
How do you feel getting it out?
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm relieved. Not for it to be over, but I'm relieved to be, you know, through the transition, you know, just in my life that made the album happen, the experiences and the whole songwriting process. So, and I've been impatient to share it as well.
Well, it is. It's like birthing children. You have to get
it's
it
like,
to the world.
Finally here. Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing it.
Yeah.
We're lucky. We've heard it.
Right. Yeah. We got to hear it. You
Excellent.
Wrote every song and produce every song, right?
Yes.
It's amazing.
There's four producers on the album, and I basically, you know, blanket produced it, I guess you would say. Wrote every song on the album. So it's the most personal album I've ever recorded.
It's funny to see like how personal it is to you, but in listening to it, I related to every song.
Yeah.
Great.
You know, and
I'm happy to
you
hear
feel
that.
It in every song.
I'm glad, because of course, you know, when you're writing alone, it's quite isolating and you don't have feedback. You're not bouncing ideas off anyone. And my tendency is to get really inward and you can lose objectivity. So, which is all fine and everything like that. But when it comes to the time of actually recording an album, my intentions are to write things or to record things that people can relate to and that they can be inspired by and not end up with something so obscure that nobody gets it, you know? So I'm glad to hear that you thought it was relatable or that you think it is.
We were just discussing before this that one of our favorites was Soldier, which is going to be featured in a film. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that and moved by the movie and the concept of the movie.
Yeah.
I cried a lot when I wrote that song, and so it doesn't surprise me that there was a match out there of other people that were feeling emotional about the sentiment of saying goodbye for the last time, or potentially saying goodbye for the last time. You never know that's, you know, that someone you love may be leaving for the very last time, and it's just a terrible thought, but I think that's why I cried so much writing it. And it just is so suiting to the sentiment of the film.
It really did. Like, the first time you hear it, it hits you.
Oh, good. Thank
it really
you so
was.
Much.
But not only now you have this one in a soundtrack, but you're going to be in a movie?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a movie called Trading Paint. And John Travolta asked
Never
me.
Never heard of him.
John Travolta asked me if I would play this supporting role in this movie, and I pretty much dropped everything I was doing to do it, and a lot of scrambling to fit it in, because it's been such a busy period for me, but I'm really, really glad that I said yes, and it, you know, the experience
That's
is just
awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, it really is incredible. He's amazing.
Last time we talked to you, it was on the phone about a couple months ago, and we discussed how Niall Horan, formerly from One Direction, said that he had some studio time with you. You guys had shared a producer. And so we were just wondering, is there a Shania Niall song in our future?
Not yet. I've still to hook up with him. When did I see him last? Not so long ago. We cross paths every once in a while. And no, we got to get on to that. You know, it's one of those things that you have to make happen. And
right.
Now we're getting into year end and and there's so much going on for both of us, but it's on my list of things that I have to do.
Right.
Because I want to do. And so, yeah, we're going to have to get back to each other on that for sure.
Woo-hoo. You're huge with the One Direction. You're becoming like the sixth member of One Direction yeah. right now.
Oh my God, that would be so great.
Harry Styles was just in an interview saying he would love, like he's a huge Shania fan.
Oh, isn't he just such an incredible singer? I love his voice.
Oh, I love his album too.
Yeah, no, he's incredible. And they're all just so different from each other.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate what they're doing on their own as individuals. And just being able to see the depth of their individual art and styles. So it's really great watching them grow now, doing their own independent things. But I love them. I love both those guys.
But that, I mean, they at some point are the biggest thing in the world. And their wish is to work with you.
Yeah.
Like, that's so huge, you know?
It's beautiful. It's a huge compliment.
So we were also talking about before this how the Super Bowl halftime, you were our last country act to do the Super Bowl halftime show in 2003. Why do you think, how come we don't have any more country acts in the halftime?
Or can you just go back and do it again?
Yeah, can you come back with a new album? Let's just bring you back.
I didn't even know that fact.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm so doing it.
Oh, yay.
I'm doing it.
We'll start the campaign page for you.
Oh, we got to start that ball rolling. Are you kidding?
I know.
We have to break that trend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm so ready. I'm there. That's perfect timing.
Exactly.
You know, to break that trend.
You got all the new music, the new album. Love it. Thank you so much for taking the time for us. September 29th. Now.
Woo! I'm so excited.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even with my life right now.